Today's daf is Sukkah, daf Yud Gimel. And we are on Yud Beis, Amud Beis. We'll start three lines from the bottom. We are talking about the usage, different types of materials. Could they be used for schach or not? We spoke about the different requirements for schach on 2 days ago's daf, where the Mishnah lists off two or three requirements, machlokas Rashi Ritva. If you remember exactly whether mechubar is considered a separate psul or just part of ta'ase v'lo min ha'asui. But as is usually understood, like Rashi Pshat, the three requirements for schach are eino makabel tuma, grows from the ground, and detached from the ground. So yesterday we spoke about different items that might have been makabel tuma, and that's why they can't be used. So we continue along the lines of different items which can or cannot be used for schach. Three lines from the bottom, Yud Beis, Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda the Amora says, Hani Shushay Vishvatsrei, Mesachachin Behu. These types of herbs can be used for schach. Rashi here quotes one of his rabbeim. Right, what exactly is shvatzrei? First, Rashi quotes their types of vegetables, meaning yirakos. For Rebbe Machir, pirei shvatzrei arba, vusha alav rechavin v'gadol biyarim. Five types of leaves that grow in forests. So Rabbi Yehuda says they can be used. Abaya Amar, besuchei mesachachin, b'shvatzri lo mesachachin. You can use the first type, the shushay, but not the shvatzri. Why are you able to use it if it's food? And we can speak about this again today as well, but if it's food, so isn't that makabel tuma? Food is, as long as it becomes hochshar, it's makabel tuma. So I could use it. So Rashi goes, no, it's not really roi l'achila. Not roi l'achila, that's the last Rashi on the Amud. Shein makabel tuma lefi she'enon ma'achal adam. They are not ma'achal adam, they're not edible, and therefore you're allowed to use them. So Rav Yehuda says you could use both of them. Abaya says you could only use the former. But b'shvatzri lo mesachin, you cannot. Why not? My time, if it's not really edible, why can't you use this type of plant that grows? My time, Kivan desari rechayu, because it has a terrible odor. Shavik luvanafik, we're worried that you're going to leave. And you know how to put yourself into that position. So you can't use this for... You can't use this for schach. A number of points. Number one, what if you did use it for schach? So is it no good lachachila b'diyeved? What is the halachas? If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this discussion of shavik lehu v'nafik, the Rambam quotes in the beginning of Perek Hay. Perek Hay is all about schach. So let's read. Keeping in mind the machlokas Rashi Ritva that we just alluded to again, what does the Rambam say? Haschach shel sukkah ein kosher b'kol davar. Schach, you can't use anything you want for schach, unlike the walls. The ein mesachin ala bedavar she gidulav min haaretz she neekar min haaretz ve'ena makabel tuma. So he seems to hold like it's part of the hilchas sukkah, not tasav lamanasi like Rashi. But then the Rambam adds other requirements, which our Mishnah didn't have there, but now the Rambam includes it. Ve'ein recho ra, and its smell is not bad. The eino nosher, and it doesn't fall down. The eino novel tamid, it doesn't fall down into your soup. So the Rambam puts all of those in one halacha. The three requirements that we know of, plus it can't smell and it can't fall down. And then the Rambam says an halacha base. Siachech bedavar. So if you parallel all of those, so are every one of those ma'akev? You put all of those in the same halacha. Siachech bedavar she'ein gidula minaretz. If I use something that does not grow from the ground, o bimechubar laretz, o bedavar shemekabel tuma psula. The first three are ma'akev, says the Rambam. Aval imavar v'sichach b'davar ha'novel v'nosher, o b'davar sherecho ra, k'shera. The Rambam paskins, only the first three are ma'akev. The last two, as I've mentioned, he says, is kasher. Shelo amri el ein mesachin b'eilu, ela k'dei shelo yaniach v'sukkah v'yetzei. So din l'chadchila, we don't want you to leave your sukkah. But if you use it and you don't leave your sukkah, so then it is your yotzei. But what happens if it's such a terrible odor, and you don't leave your sukkah, but then you're mitztayer. So maybe it's, what is the Rambam saying, that you're yotze when you're there? But you're worried that you're going to leave. So if you don't leave, but if I don't leave my sukkah, is that a violation? We'll have to talk about that later on when we get to mitztayer. Because if it's really bothering me, it could be that I should be leaving the sukkah. If you look in the Ritva paskins that the problem here is a psul b'dieved. It's ma'akev b'dieved, you can't use such a sukkah. Possibly because this issue. Because if you use the sukkah, Mimanafshach. If you leave, then you're not sitting in a sukkah, and you created this environment. And if you don't leave, you're mitztayer, and really you're not teshvu ke'in taduru. You're not living as you would. So therefore, the Ritva says, it passes even bidi-evid. There is a discussion in the Achronim, what does bidi-evid mean? If I already built it, or if I already ate in it? Right, you might say, even if you already built it, you have an achrayis to go somewhere else. The Magen Avraham says, you already made the sukkah, that's good enough, you can use the sukkah. But others, the Bikur Yaakov here says, no. It means if you already ate in the sukkah. If you built the sukkah, that's not bidyeved. Says the Bikur Yaakov right here on the Shulchan Aruch. Again, let's read the Shulchan Aruch. We had a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ritva. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh dvarim sha'asru chachamim lasakech bahem, lichad chila. It's clearly like the Rambam. There are those that say, lichad chila, you're not allowed to use them. Ve'heimini asavim she'inem ru'yim la'chila, ve'inem makabim tuma, ve'reicham ra. All the other requirements fit in, but they spell bad. So says the Bikurei Yaakov right here. V'imavar v'sikach v'em k'sheira k'akasav ha-rambam mashma d'mutr le'sheba. It's mashma that you shouldn't, but you can sit in it. But if you look in the Rush, says the Bikurei Yaakov right here, aval yotza yedei chovaso im sikach v'hem. You're yotze if you use them. So we would just put these two together, Rambam Rush, and say it's the same thing. But the evidence is okay. But he says, look very closely. The Rambam says, if avar v'sichech bahem, if you use it for schach, it's kosher. The Rush says, if you used it, you were yotze yidei chovaso. Says the Bikur Yaakov, I think there's a little difference in the two. The Rush is talking about if you've already sat in it, yotze yidei chovaso. The Rambam says, if you did it already, it's kosher. Even before you sat in it. Unbelievable diuk. The Bikur Yaakov has. Miloshen Rambam vade mashma shemsichech kfar bahen yochol leishiba lichatchila. Even though you go to your friends or redo your sukkah, no. Once you did the sukkah with this, that's the lechadchila b'di'evet line. Aval milashan arash mashma shadavkim yasha balayla echad yidei chovaso veitzorach leishi b'sukkah acheres. Aval besikech sukkaso behem umatzah schach acher losachik bo tzorach losachik b'zeh shazem mikri lechadchila. The Turi says, just quotes, this is the Rush, and the Rambam says the same thing. I think there's a difference, says the Bikur Yaakov, between the two. And I think that, you know, Pasha's the Rush should be more correct. Right? Why should, just because you built it already, it's not Sukkos yet. Why should that make a difference? Why should that be called Bidi'evet already? But that is the Machlokas between the Ritva and the Rambam and the Rush, even though the Rambam and the Rush are both within somewhat the same world of saying it is okay, Bidi Evet. So that is Shavik Luvanafik. Interesting, if you look in this Meseches Brachos, we have a similar machlokas, Abai and Rava, you have Abai here as well, in a minute, and that is relating to Neir Shabbos. Neir Shabbos also, we have a mitzvah Durabanan, this is Daraisas Durabanan, Neir Shabbos to light, and are you allowed to use something like Itron, Baal Malikin, Sherechan Ra? So one of the Amoraim says, no problem. The other one says, no, what do you mean? Shema, maybe you're going to yaniach v'yetze, right? Similar to Lashon to right here, shavak lehu v'nafik. Again, similar idea that you're supposed to be near the candles. You're supposed to be in the sukkah, and therefore one has to make sure beforehand not to put myself in that position. And there is a general issue, okay, just the last point on this first line, and that is, do I have to be worried about the future situation? We spoke last week about the Mordechai, if I built my sukkah in a place where I'm allowed to eat, but I'm not able to sleep, is that a kosher sukkah? That Mordechai was quoted in the Ramah, and others, the Chacham Svi was Mako. So here, I built my sukkah, so right now it doesn't smell. It doesn't say it smells right now. Maybe it's going to smell in a little bit. So do I have to be worried about that? When that's the case, so then I'll be mitzvah and I can leave my sukkah. Right, so what's the problem? So it sounds like that, no, you're not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to create a situation which would make it difficult for me to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. Right, you have this in different times. Am I allowed to create a situation which is difficult? Do I have to put myself into a situation to fulfill a mitzvah? Which is a related point. Creating a situation where I can't fulfill my mitzvah, or not going into a situation where I would be able to fulfill the mitzvah. That's a sugi in Psachim Dav Gimel. Tosfos has a line in Gimel Mabez in Psachim discussing one of the Rabbanim who was not Aliyah L'Regel. And Tosfos has a line, and the Minchas Chinuch explains it as, well, if you're derech rechoka on Pesach, okay, what can you do? You can't fulfill the mitzvah. You never find a time when you have to go and put yourself into the situation of doing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That's what the tzlach has a line. There, Pesach of Gibel Abbeis, I never know of any case where one would have to put themselves into a situation of doing a mitzvah. His lashon is, V'lo matzino shiyehe mitzuve la'alos, that's the language of the Tzlach. all the achronim, jump on him. What are you talking about? You don't have to put, you have a chiyuv of Karban Pesach. You don't have to put yourself into the situation of being derech krova. Okay, if you're not there, you have a p'tur. Says the Menachas Chinuch, v'dvarav eina muvanim li klal. What is he talking about? Devadai, mitzvahs aseh al-kol Yisrael, la'asos ha-pesach k'kol mitzvahs aseh sheba'olam. I don't have to buy a lulav before Sukkot. Ah, I don't have one. I'm putter from the mitzvah. No, I have to do everything I could do to put myself into the situation of doing the mitzvah. Umechuyav lelech miktzei haaretz lehiskarev atzmo kedei lakayim mitzvah asay. If you did it, okay, you're gonna be derech rechoka. But says the Menachas Chinuch, very difficult to understand. That is a related topic. Our Gemara is about creating a situation where it's going to be difficult for you to do the mitzvah. That sugi is about not putting yourself into the situation of being able to fulfill the mitzvah. So not exactly the same, but it is related. Okay, let's continue. So we have a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Abaya, whether you can use the shvatzri. Keep in mind, I didn't focus on it. Rav Yehuda says it's kosher. He obviously is not bothered by the reach ra. Is it because, oh, it's quantitative? Oh, it's not going to be such a bad smell. You'll be able to live with it? Or he say, no, you build a sukkah, so in a couple of days it's going to smell bad? Okay, what can you do? That'll be not so you have to worry about right now. Machlokas amarim. Next, Amar of Chanan bar Rava, hani hizmi vihigi. Bushes, hizmi vihigi. Rashi says, mine sne. Mesachachin behu. You're allowed to use these bushes. Abaya Omar, behizmi mesachachinan, behigi lo mesachachinan. You're only allowed to use the first ones, but not the higi. Why? My taima, kiva did not treat tirfayu, shavik love enoughik, because they fall down, the leaves and the branches fall down. You're going to be eating your soup, and you're going to have branches and sticks in your soup. So also, shavik lupanachik, we don't want you to become disgusted with the sukkah and leave, and therefore, you're not allowed to use it. Interesting machlokas. Sari richayo, these two, about smelling and falling off. They are a problem with the schach. Are they also a problem with the tfanos? Usually we know, as we've said, the requirements are only for the walls. But if something smells bad, why should it make a difference between the tfanos and the schach? Even the tfanos, the Ritva here says, it's a problem with the tfanos also.
Is it just smelling or also?
Oh, so which one? Is it smelling or also the other one? Says the Ritva, v'kiva demehai taimahu, by the smelling one on the shushay, leish lifsol afilu litfanos. I think even the walls, if it smells bad, to bahanavi shavik luvanothik, avol behigi lo paslina el lischach. Right, by the walls to have things falling down, not a problem, because it's going to fall on the floor. But by the smelling bad, the Ritva says, those will pasal even for the walls. The only problem is up above. So Ritva's mechalik there between the tfanos, between the two types of solim, regarding tfanos or not. The poskim, though, don't quote this for the walls. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you can use anything you want for tfanos. Doesn't say anything that smells bad. So the Aruch Laner explains, it must be because you could put up another wall next to this bad-smelling wall. Just make your sukkah smaller. By the roof, there's nothing you can do. You can't put a separation between you and the schach, as we saw, you know, in the Mishnah earlier, Daf Yud, about putting the sadin. But by the walls, put up a wall instead. So therefore, maybe that's why the poskim don't quote this by either. Even the tfanos, it doesn't quote this as a problem.
Would that be
tasa v'lomenasi? Pashas, it's a sukkah. It's a sukkah, which, you know, even according to the Ritva, who says it's only psul d'rabanan. I don't think he would say it's a psul d'rabanan. It's not a psul d'araisa. So pashas is not, it is a sukkah, but it's just not so usable right now. So I don't think it would be a problem of tasa v'lomenasi. Okay, Amr of Gidel Amarav, hai afkusa de dikla, misachachin behu. These shoots of palm trees, afkusa de dikla, misachachin behu, afalgav de agidi, even though they grow together. Imagine a palm shoot where you have a couple of different shoots coming out of the same bottom. So you take it off, it looks like a couple of branches, but it's all together. So afalgav de agidi, even though they're bound, and therefore what? The Mishnah we had yesterday. And didn't we have a gzera of putting a bundle of schach onto your schach? So how could you use that? No, this is not called a bundle. Eged, b'dei shemayim lo shmei eged. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this bundle. Right? You didn't make this bundle, and therefore, it's not called a bundle for the gzera. Afal gav da hadr agilahu. Even though you do rope it up afterwards. Even though Hashem roped it up, but you know, a piece is sticking out, you want it to go in all the same direction, so you do tie a rope around it anyway, still, eged b'chal lo shmei eged. You're still tying one item. In eged, by definition, to be called a bundle, you have to have more than one item. Right? So therefore, if it's all one item, then it is not called an eged. Even though you participate in the act of igud, still inherently, it is not called eged. Amrav Chis, Amrav Yina Bar Sheila, Hani Dukri Takani. Similar. These things that stick out of the reeds, Mesachachin Behu, you could use them. Afagav Da Agidininu, even though they grow together, Eged B'dei Shemayim, Lo Shmei Eged. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, Lo Shmei Eged. That's not called Eged. Afagav Da Hadar Agid Behu, Igid Bechad, Lo Shmei Eged. Even though you do it again, Igid Bechad, if it's only one item, again, Lo Shmei Eged. One more, Tani Nami Hachi, Kanim V'Tekron HaMesachin Bohem. You see, you're allowed to use them. Kanim Shita, what do you mean reeds? Of course you could use reeds. Ema Kanim Shel Tekron HaMesachin Bohem. Even though you have this item that grows together, it is okay. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something, it's not cool, it's different than a man doing something. The Chazon Ish writes in one place in Hilchos Shabbos that this applies for Tochein. We know the principle is Ein Tochein Achar Tochein. What's the svara for Ein Tochein Achar Tochein? Meaning, let's say I have a piece of challah, piece of matzah, and I'm going to crumble up my matzah into my kli shlishi soup. No problem with anything. So why am I allowed to do that? Ein tochen achar tochen. This matzah was once already flour, and therefore, now that you've ground it up again, it is not going to be a problem. Ein tochen achar tochen. Says the Chazon Ish, what's the svar for ein tochen achar tochen? Because grinding on Shabbos is only when you grind something made by Hashem. But if you grind something made by man, so that's not called grinding. Again, a creation by man, like I made the matzah. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the wheat. Kadosh Baruch Hu made anything natural, any gedulei karka. If you say it applies to mashing also. But that's, an item, bidei shemayim, that's called an item. But an item, bidei adam, is not called an item for Hilchos Trina. See here also, for Hilchos Eged B'Sukkah. The Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ravina Bar Sheila, Viter Hani Mererisa Da Agma. Now we are moving out of the world of Schach for a minute, for a little bit. This Marar, these horseradishes, these vegetables that grow in the Agma, in the swamp, in the marsh, are the Yosef in the Chavasim of Pesach. You can use them for Marar. Use these for Marar. Meisve, really? You could use these. Once we're talking about items that grow in the marsh for Schach, so we talk about items that grow in the marsh for Marar. We'll get back to the source for Marar, but let's first continue. Meisve, Ezov, how can you use that? Doesn't the Mishnah say in Maseches Nigaim? What could you use for the Tahara of the Tzaraz process? Ezov, v'lo Ezov Yavan. You can't use a Greek Ezov, a Hyssop, v'lo Ezov Kochli, a blue one, v'lo Ezov Midbari, v'lo Ezov Romi, v'lo Ezov Sheishbo Shem Lavai. You can never use one that has an accompanying name. You have to use Ezov. So do we ask the Gemara. Marar, it says, right, Amatos Umarorim Yochluhu. You can't use a Marar that's called by any other name. So why should you be able to use the Marar Da'agma? Right, that's not Marar. You have to use Marar, not Marar to Agma. Just like there's a psul by the Ezov, wouldn't there be a psul by Marar? So the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Abaya number one, Kol Shenish Tana Shmo Kodem Matan Torah. If an item had a specific name before the Torah was given, Ubasa Torah Vikpida Aleha, and then the Torah wrote the Stam name, not the specific name, B'yadua Sheish Lo Shem Lavai. So then there's a problem with the Shem Lavai. Meaning if it was called the Swampy Marar before the Torah was given, and the Torah says you just have to use Marar, then obviously the Torah doesn't want you to use Swampy Marar. Just Stam Marar. V'hani, but these, Lo Nishtana Shmayu, Kodem Matan Torah Klal. These were, their name didn't change before and after Matan Torah. Right? It was just Stam. And therefore, it is not a problem. Rava Amar, Hani, Mirarisa, Stamashmayu. Now, these Marar are even today called Stam. It's Stam Marar. Vahai Dekari Lahu Mirarisa Da Agma. Why do we call it that? We shouldn't have Mishtachek Ba'an, because it's found there. But that's not inherently part of its name. And therefore, it is not a problem. So we're figuring out here whether you could use this for Marar. The source for Marar, as we know, is the Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim, besides the Pasuk in Chumash, the Mishnah in Pesachim on Daf Lamed Tes, where the Mishnah says, Elu Yerakos Shadam Yosim Eni Dechavasim Pesach. The following vegetables can be used for Marar. And we go through, right, the one that's agreed upon, L'chadchila by most, is the romaine lettuce, the chazeres, what the Mishnah calls chazeres, and the Mishnah goes through all of them. Interesting, just relating to Maseches Sukkah, the Gemara later on there, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara there, and Tosus picks up on this, says, maybe you should be able to use the hirdof. The hirdof is a type of herb, and you should be able to use that for maror. So answers the Gemara, no, dumya de matzah. Ma matzah means zra'im, just like matzah is a plant that grows, so too, af maror min zra'im. And this isn't really a min zera, it's not a plant in that way, it's more of an herb. That's what the Gemara answers. Ask Tosfos there. But if you look in Maseches Sukkah in the third parak, the Gemara says, we don't know what a hadas is. Right? Anafei Tzavos. The Gemara says, maybe a hirdof. The Gemara says, maybe for Mara. The Gemara says, maybe a hirdof. The Gemara says, no. It's Rachel Darche Noam. The Gemara says, no, a hirdof is very sharp on the sides. It's pointy. And therefore, we don't want people, it can't be the Torah makes us use this for one of the Dalet Midim because we're going to cut ourselves every time we use it. So it can't be that the Torah wants us to use it. Ask Tosfos, why didn't the Gemara answer that here by Maror? The Gemara says, I hear Dafad, Rechad Echenon. The Gemara doesn't answer that here. So Tosfos says, Hachanami Avi Masal Shunui Hachi. He could have said that. It could have answered that. But it didn't because it has another answer. If you look in the other Rishonim though, there, interestingly, two other Rishonim, they give other answers. The Ran says no. Because by lulav, it's a mitzvah netila. So it's a mitzvah to hold it, and therefore we're worried that you're going to cut yourself by holding it. But here's a mitzvah zachila. So you cut it up, and you eat it, and don't worry about it. That's the Ran. If you look in the Maram Chalava there, in Pesachim, he says, we're talking about maror. The worse, the better. Says what? So it's going to hurt you a little bit? Good. So let it hurt you a little bit. That's the point. The point of maror. Amasim Ram Yachlu. So you're going to say to Racher Dachinom when it comes to maror? That's what he says. V'chein acha kima deremes l'shibud mitzrayim u'meriris avdinon hava mina avagab de'ispu k'sas hezek shaper dami kamash v'lan mitam achrina. It's maror. Don't worry about it. So that is, we wouldn't apply to Rechad Achenoa. I don't know if you can say this fully, but because we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses how do you know that you're supposed to kill somebody in a nice way? V'yahato recha kamocha. So you see, even in extreme cases, we still use v'yahato recha kamocha v'ror lo misa yafe. So here too, even though we're talking about Maror, Lavdafka, that you wouldn't apply the principle of Derech HaDachinoam. They're not exactly the same. But either way, that's a fascinating discussion relating to what exactly can be used for Maror. Just one of the Ha'aris there. But let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda. So we're back to Eged, right? We went a little bit off with Maror, back to Eged. Amar Rav Chisda, Iged Bechad Lo Shmei Eged. As we said, if you tie one thing together, it is obviously not called an Eged. That's not a problem for the bundles of Schach. It's one thing. Shalosh Shmei Eged. Three things together, that for sure is an Eged. And that was the Gzeira in the Mishnah. Shnayim Machlokas. What about if two things? Are two things, two separate items, is that called a bundle? Is that called a bundle? So, Machlokes. What is Machlokes? Machlokes of Yosef Rabbanan. Ditznan, the Machlokes in Meseches Para. So we had Negayim and now we have Para. Ditznan, by the sprinkling process of the Para Aduma, we know you also have to stick in Ezov. A number of areas in Halacha require an Ezov and a Shnit Tolas, Mitzora, Para Aduma, Vecholu. So Ditznan, Mitzvahs Ezov Shlosha Klachin. The Mitzvahs used three stalks. Ubayin Shlosha give Olin. And then on them, each of them have a main stalk on them. Basically three and one, each one of them has an item growing on it, a kernel. Rav Yossi Omer, Mitzvahs Ezov Shlosha give Olin. Rav Yossi says, the mitzvah is with three. Vishiyarav Shnayim. And even if, as Rashi explains from the Mishnah there, as you use it, so sometimes it falls, it gets shorter and it falls off. Sometimes things break. As you use it, you have to use a different one each time. No, you use one a couple of times. So as long as you have two left, you have to start with three, it sounds like, and as long as you have two left, it's okay. The gardumov, it stumps. That word is used in Hilchos Tzitzis as well. If your tzitzis get very short, the gardumen, how long do they have to be to still be kosher? So gardumen, how long do the sticks of the paraduma ezov have to be? Koshu, as long as they're any tiny little amount. So that's the machloka. So now the Gemara explains. Kasalka daitin midishayarav shnayim tchilasanami shnayim. If two is good, bidieved, that remainder. So it must be that two is also good to start. Rabbi Yossi really holds two is good to start. Vayde tani shlosh le mitzvah. Lechad chiloke, he says use three. But really two is already okay. Two is already a bundle. Umid Rav Yossi, Shlosha L'mitzvah, L'Rabbanan Shlosha L'Akev. If Rav Yossi says Shlosha is L'mitzvah, but really two is okay, the Rabbanan who say three must be, that's L'ikuvah. And you need a bundle. You need to agudas Ezov. So it must be the Rabbanan hold three, and Rav Yossi holds two. So that's the Machlokas Tanoim. What's the minimum shear of a bundle? So Gemara says, really? Vatan, you will learn to the Braisa the opposite. Reb Yossi Omer, Ezov, Tchilaso Shnayim, Vishiyarav Echad Pasol. Reb Yossi says if you start with two, it's no good. Veino Kasher Achihei Tchilaso Shlosha, Vishiyarav Shnayim. You need to start with three. So Gemara says, Eifuch, okay, switch it. L'Rab Yossi, Shlosha La'akev, L'Rabbanan, Shlosha L'mitzvah. Right, switch it. V'atanya, after we also learned in a Braisa, that also relates to this. Ezov, Tchilaso Shnayim, V'Shiyarav Echad, Kasher. And Ezov, that starts with two, and one left is Kasher. Ve'no Pasla, Shit, Tchilaso Shiyarav Echad. Right, that's the Rabbanan Shita. Shiyarav Echad, Pasol. Hamish Yarav Echad, Kasher. What do you mean? We said that one with the evidence is Kasher. El'ema Ashi, Tehei, Echad. Right, that's what is going on. The beginning is only pasul unless you start with its shirayim, what is pasul, which kashmir shirayim, which is one. But either way, you see from that brisa, which is anonymous, which we think is the sheet of the Rabbanan, that they hold three, and the Rabbanan and Rav Yossi is the one that says has the other opinion. So we switched it. If you look back on Amun Aleph, the Tosfos discusses in Bishalo Shmei Eged, Tosfos says, okay, so what does it say from here? So one is for sure not an Eged, two is a Machlokas, and three is for sure an Eged. But what about the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Pirkei Avos. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says you need five to be at least an Eged. Asara sheyoshvin v'oskin b'Torah. 10 people sitting and learn Torah. Shechina imahem, b'nehen. The Shechina is with them. Shene'emar, Elokim nisa b'daskel. Obi nayin afilu chamisha, says the Mishnah in the third parak. How do you know even five people learning Torah, the Shechina is with them? Va'agudaso al eretz yisada. Aguda. So you see five people. Right, so you see, the Shechin is even there less, but the phrase Aguda is only used by the earlier one. Then Tosfos says, the Isra of the Garsi, but some of the opposite Girsa in the Psukim. That five, the source for five in Asherat HaShechina is from Miba Kerev, Mishum Da'adas Dereshah, the Krokoi, Balashan Kerev. It continues that some have the switch, and three is Aguda Sol Eretz Yisada. Then that fits. Then that fits to our Gemara. If you have the other Girsa, where do you put the pasuk of Va'agudaso? And then he quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Brachos on Davav, that even if you have one person, even if you have one person, the Shechina is there. So Tosfos says all the way at the end, Vishema, Da'af agav de ba'al machashiva aguda bishlosha, even though normally you need three for an aguda. Hai kra da'av agudaso al-eres yisada, lo mitokem ela b'chamisha. No, you still need five for that pasuk. Your aguda can even be less. That pasuk must be referring to five according to one girsa. Why? Mishum dechsev af yadi yasta aretz. Talking about God's hand kaviyachol. And ubiyad yesh b'chamesh etzbos. Five etzbos, right? Just like we talk about it in the Haggadah. Kodesh Baruch yad chazaka and etzbel okim. We do all the math kaviyachol. That's what it talks about. Tosfos works out. You might have also said, Tosfos didn't answer it, but look at some other Rishonim, might have also said, don't compare an aguda of people to a physical aguda that we're talking about. When you have a physical aguda, okay, we're talking about wrapping things together. But does the lashon of an aguda, when it comes to people, you know, lav dafka, they have to have the same rules. If you remember that Gemara in Brachos and Davav, the Gemara ends up saying, so what's the difference between one and two? Why is it so important to learn with another person? Right, so Tosfos said, the Gemara says there, well, the first one, if it's only one person, lo nechtav mile b'sefer zachronos. But if it's two people, then nechtav mile b'sefer zachronos. What does that mean? Well, so Tosfos says, well, usually is your item put into your book upstairs or your friend's book. So if you're only with two people, it's gonna put it, you're gonna both get credit. But it could be in both books. The Marsha there is unbelievable. The Marsha there in Brachas Davav, he says, no, if I'm learning by myself, it could be that I'm getting the wrong pshat. So, I'm learning by myself. Who's going to be there to correct me? If I'm learning with a chavrusa, I'm learning with somebody, then for sure, the dibuk chaverim, the give and take in the back and the forth, is going to make sure that the emes is going to come out, and that's why it's going to be worthy of being nechta v'sefer hazachronos. So, the marsha there, in the beginning of Meseches Brachos. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Darash Mereimar. Says Mereimar, Mereimar Darshans. Hani Isur Yasa de Sura, Misachachin Behu. These Isur Yasa of Sura, what are those? Again, a different types of bundle. This is the Gemara, all these dafim are about all the different types of bundles before we get to the next Mishnah, which will be other halachas of Schach in terms of using two wide Schach. But now we're still talking about bundles. Hani Isur Yasa de Sura. These bundles of Sura, bundles of reeds, they used to make to sell in the Shuk. And he used to count them out and put them in a specific bundle. So Hani, so you said the surah. Misachachin behu. You could use them for schach. Afal gav de ogdon. What do you mean they're in a bundle? Gzera of chavilos. We had in our Mishnah. Why can you use them? Leminyana ba'alma hu de ogdon. No. Because they only tie them, not because they really want the bundle. They just tie them because temporarily they're going to use this bundle to number them, to sell them. But lav dafka, that this bundle is there, lekiyum. Right, Rashi says, Mesachin behu, first skinny lines, the ain bahem mishum gzeiris otsar. There's no gzeiri here. Why? To call yamos hashana. Lefi she'ain derech lahatzniyam ba'agdam. You're not going to keep it in the bundle. Right, you're not going to keep it there forever. It's just, you know, the what you're going to put there temporarily to count them out. But other than that, it's not going to be used. And Rashi says in the next Rashi, the one who buys them is going to undo them. And therefore, it's not a bundle, a kesher shel kayama. And it is not a problem. Amar Rebbe Abba, Hani Tsrifi D'Orvini, these types of huts that they used to live in, right, the type of hut that was like a teepee. And it was tied on top, very, very dilapidated, very not serious type of structure. Hani Sifa de Urvani, Kiva de Hutra, Rashi, Ma'adanim Shalom Kshayrim, since the upper knots are untied, also kosher in that case, that is not something that you have to worry about. Again, we're talking about Kshira. These are not serious types of knots, and therefore don't worry about it. Ay Vaha Agidi Mitatoi, but they're also tied on the bottom. These types of huts, you tie them on top, and then there's still a loose type of rope on the bottom of the, you have these reeds that are in a teepee formation. So even if you, on top, they're tied on top, they're tied on the bottom. So, what is it, isn't it a problem with the bottom ones if they're tied also? Says the Gemara, no. Amar Rav Papa, Deshari Lahu. You untie them, but you didn't unbraid them. They're still together, but it's very loose. It's very loose. One answer is different. They're not. You're right. In Chinam, you have to untie them. The second day says no. Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua, Afilu Temet Lo Shari Lu. Even if you did not untie them, call it Eged Sheino Asui Letaltelo Lo Shmei Eged. Any Eged that is not able to be moved, meaning right when you move it, it's going to fall apart. That's not called tied. Not called tied. Period. So this is a discussion on a Durabana level, right? We're talking about this Gzera Durabanan of Gzeras Chavilos, a Gzera of Gzeiras Otsar, as we had the different deos in the last Mishnah. So when does that apply in terms of Kakshira, knots? So all of these are very Kesher She'enu Shel Kayama. And that's why they are considered this way. That concept of Chiluk, of Kesher Kayama and Kesher She'enu Shel Kayama, comes up on a Daraisa level. It could be Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun. The Rabbanan here, when they created their Gzeira, and this is what many Achronim talk about, or Soloveitchik discussed this in many of his Shiurim, every time there's a din d'rabbanan, it's ke'en da'araisa tikkun. So the rabbanan here were mechalik between kesher shel kayama and enu shel kayama, right? If you move it on a d'rabbanan level. So it's probably patterned after Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, where we have a chilik between kesher shel kayama and enu shel kayama. There is a major machlokas we show in him in the malacha of kosher. What is required for the malacha of kosher on a d'araisa level? The Rambam and the Rif and others say you need two requirements to be kosher d'araisa. Two requirements. Number one, it has to be Maisa Uman. It has to be an expert type of knot. And number two, it has to be a Kesher Shel Kayama. It has to be permanent, whatever permanent means. Two requirements. Either or is an Issur D'Rabbanan on Shabbos. Neither is Mutter. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam and the Rif. And that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Rashi and the Tur and the Rosh, you'll know there's only one requirement. Kesher Shel Kayama. That's the only requirement for the Isser D'Araisa of Kshira on Shabbos. If it's not Shel Kayama, so then it's not going to be D'Araisa. Not going to be D'Araisa. What's going to make it D'Rabbanan? B'chulu. There's a big discussion. So what's Kayama? So the Rama quotes 2 days. Does Kayama mean a day? Does Kayama mean a week? A day or a week. So minimum is 24 hours. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shulta Giborim, who says that we have no idea what Maisa Uman means. It's very hard, because in Masechta Shabbos, there are Mishnayos that tell us about different knots, but they don't describe them. They just say, a camel's knot, a boat's knot. We have no idea what these things are. So how do you know what the rule, what is considered a professional knot? And because we're machmir like both opinions. So if it's a Maisa Uman, even if it's not Shel Kayama. So how do you know? So that's why the Shulta Giborim says, you just got to be careful on everything. Anything that is at least called a knot, you're not allowed to make for more than 24 hours. Within 24 hours. That's why we paskin that tying your shoes is mutter, because it's going to be untied within 24 hours. But anything that will not be, could be a problem. If it's going to be more than 24 hours, it could be daraisa, according to Rashi the Torah. Tying a garbage bag that I'm going to put outside, making it into a knot. Right? Any type of knot that's going to be there for more than 24 hours, we are machmir to make sure that we don't run into these types of issues. But that is shel kayama. So that's the daraisa context, where we see a chilek between kesher shel kayama and eino shel kayama. Here, the rabbanon had the same chilek on a drabbanon level. There's a fascinating discussion of achrodim in another context. Where else does kshira come up? Hilchos tefillin. Hilchos tefillin, we know, ukshartam lo sayadecha. The mitzvah is to do kshira. There is a chumra of the Avnei Nezer, which all the other achrodim argue on. The Avnei Nezer says, you know, what's common, hopefully not too common, but the Avnei Nezer says sometimes we borrow our friend's tefillin. We borrow our friend's tefillin. So if you borrow your friend's tefillin, says the Avnei Nezer, right, they did this also 130 years ago in the times of the Avnei Nezer. So most of the time, what do? We don't touch the knot. We just put it on and hopefully it fits as best as possible. But the Avnei Nezer says, I guess in those days everybody knew how to open and tighten and loosen the tefillin of the shel rosh. Even though Gemara says a chulin that to be a Talmud Chacham, you have to know how to do that. But they loosen and tie, and then after you use it, you put it back to the size of what the mashil's head was. Says the Avnei Nezer, you weren't yotzei tefillin. You weren't yotzei tefillin. Why? Because when you made it to your size and you put it back, that's a kesher she'eino shel kayama. Within 24 hours, you put it back to what it was. So you're not yotzei tefillin. You have to have a kesher shel kayama by tefillin. That's the chumra of the Avnei Nezer. Just like Hilchos Shabbos, it's got to be 24 hours. So do we? If you're going to put it right back, no good. Kesher she'eino shel kayama. Says Rav Salvechik, say other achronim. What are you talking about? You can't compare the kesher shel kayama requirement of Shabbos and the kesher shel kayama requirement of tefillin. By Shabbos, you're right, there are two elements by Shabbos. There's one, the inherent kesher has to be significant and permanent, and also your das has to be that it's going to be there for 24 hours. By tefillin, of course, you only have number one, not number two. As long as it's a kesher that can stay, it's a strong kesher, so then fine, kesher shel kayama. But you get the other element of the kavanas hagavra, that doesn't apply to Hilchos tefillin. So that's why they argue on that Avnei Nezer. He obviously for sure is not holding like the Rabbeinu Yomi Pariz in Balei Tosfos, who say you have to tie the tefillin every day. Right, you have to retie it every day. So that's for sure now. That's a totally different shita. We don't pass in that way. We have our knots, we just tighten them. But that is the chumra of the Avnei Nezer. So you have kshira by Gzeiros Otsar. We have kshira by Shabbos. We have kshira by tefillin. We also have kshira, which we'll talk about later in the Masechta, by Eged of Lulav. So you need a kesher shel kayama when we buy, if you say Lulav Tzarech Eged. So you have to do it in a way that's shel kayama. So that's also a context which comes up, but we won't go there right now. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel. Yerach goes back to Maror for a little bit. Why do we bring up Maror here? Little Tzarech Ian, we didn't have to, but the Gemara used it. That's how Shmuel formulates it. Yerach goes, Sha'amru Chachamim, Adam Yotze Ben Yechavazim Pesach. Those same vegetables that you can use for Maror. Mevian Esa, what if I use those for a roof? Mevian Esa Tuma, Vein Chotesin Befnei Atuma. So that line is difficult to understand because that's kind of a contradiction, that line. Mivin is a tumah. What does that mean? If this vegetable is on top of a roof, it's considered a roof to hold tumah inside. Mivin is a tumah. If there are two things under this item, so this type of vegetable, you have some a root on top, maybe it's a tumah. So then if it's maybe it's a tumah, then it should also act as a hefsik for tumah, that it shouldn't go above it. So and it says here, ve'ein chotzeis b'fnei tumah, but it's not chotzeis. It's not chotzeis b'fnei tuma. We'll see why in a second. But what's the rule? What's the exception? The rule is it should be a significant item. That's why it's mevi tuma. If there's two items under it, a piece of a dead body and another item, it's betameit. It's not chotzeis on a durabana level. Da'araisa, it should prevent tuma from going through, but on a durabana level, it doesn't. Uposlen besuka, and also you cannot use it for schach. And how? Mishum avir. We've had these rules already. There are different amounts, different measurements of what possibles in a sukkah. Remember we've said on the side of your schach, you could have dalet amos, because of dofen akuma. right? In the middle of your schach, there are different shiurim, right? There are different types of measurements. And if it's airspace, it's also different. So these vegetables, the Mishnah is, the Gemara is saying, these vegetables are considered like they're not there. It's not even considered like pasul schach. It's posel mishum avir. It's like it's not there. Right? You see the Rashi, the last two, a couple of skinny lines in Rashi. We're going to see later on. Airspace is three tfachim. Three tfachim of airspace ruins my sukkah. It's not like schach pasul, which is only four tfachim in the middle, and Dalai Lama's on the side for Dofan Akuma. So it's even more machmir. It's considered air. Why? So why isn't this mafsik for tumah, and why can't you use this for schach? My taima, kivan delechi yavshi parchi venafli, since as it dries, it's going to crumble and fall down and disappear, kamandales nehudami, as if it's not there now. Meaning you have to foresee that it's going to fall apart, and therefore you can't even use this for schach right now. What's the hava mean to use it for schach? Isn't it food? Isn't it vegetables? It's vegetables. It's makabel tumah. So Rashi says, nope. Rashi says, it's not ma'achal adam. Rashi says, delo makabel tumah, delav ma'achal adam ninu. It's not ma'achal adam. That's the language of Rashi. Tosva says, it must be that some Talmud Toer wrote this in Rashi. It's, what do you mean it's not food? Of course it's food. It's not ma'achal adam. It says, yotzei dechavos b'pesach. What's Rashi talking about? So Tosfos quotes Rashi and says it must just be that it wasn't huchshar lekabel tumah, and that's why. But it's not that it's not ochel. Tosfos in the 2/3 of the way down in the skinny lines. Vahagosh ha'isa shehegi Rabbi Yehuda bepirush Rashi. Delo makabel tumah b'shul delo machal adam nenu v'yeno kein ela machal adam hem v'afilo hachi chaytzi midaraisa called mashal huchsharu. That's a chiddush. If something is not Hukshar lekabel tumah, it's not called food legabe being chosis for tumah. That's a chakira we've discussed in the past. And it fits in beautifully, and that is why we know every food has to become wet with one of the seven liquids from the last parak of Maseches Machshirin, Yad Shach Adam, before it can become tame. Why is that? Why is that? So the Ramban in Vayikra says, well, it's in food, but it needs to open its spiritual pores in order to be able to become tame. Other Rishonim, Rashi quotes Chazal, and the Sefer HaChinuch there says, in a certain way, it's not called a food until it's Hukshar Lekabel Tumah. Because after all, before you eat any vegetable, you always wash it. So it doesn't have a Chaloshim Ochel. So that Svar works beautifully according to this. If you say like the Ramban, that even before it's Hukshar Lekabel Tumah, it is Ochel, but it still has to become Hukshar, then what can you use it for Schach? This nafkamina fits beautifully, according to those Rishonim who say, Hekshel HaKabal Tumah gives the food a status of food halachically. Also related to this, I want to just bolster Tosfos' question on Rashi, is the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, you make a Bari Pri Adama on these. If you're going to make a Bari Pri Adama on these, it's impossible that it's not called food. So you want to say, okay, it's not Hukshar? Are you allowed to eat something before it's being Hukshar? Yes, you're allowed to. That doesn't work out so well. So according to that, right, if you say the lamdas, that it's not called a food yet, so why do you say adama? So you have to say you make adama even if it's not called food yet. Or it's called food lagabe eating it, but it's not called food lagabe tumah. So you got to work out all of these details. But that's the Pnei Yeshua's point right here. That Rashi, you can't take Rashi literally because you make adama, you could use this for the mitzvah of marar. Ain kavanasam, Rashi can't mean what he means. Ain kavanasam delav ma'achali adam nenu, klau, tala kaman mevarchinu alayu alachilas marar. Vikranami kazva masas amuram yochlu. You see, it's an achila. So it must be ain derech la'ochlan be'inai b'fnei atzmo. Maybe you only usually eat it by dipping it with something, so maybe that's why it could be an ochel agabe bracha, but not an ochel agabe tuma. So again, there's different, got to put all this together, but this is an exciting sugya right here with Rashi and Tosfos and the Pnei Yeshua. Is it macho, legabe, this halacha versus that halacha? Okay, next. V'yamar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Huna. Now we get into sugyas of machshirin. Not machshirin, uksin. Uksin, not a Mishnah uksin, but we have an amor. Remember, this whole sugya of uksin, the last Masechta in Shas, is about when you have items that are connected to each other. Are they considered connected? If you have a stem, if you have a peel, if you have a pitum. So here we go. Habotzer lagat in lo yados. If somebody harvests grapes, he harvests grapes for the wine press. He's going to crush the grapes, and there are stems sticking out of the grapes. Are those significant? Do we say that if tumah touches the stem, the grapes are tummy and vice versa? So Rav Huna says, no, ein lo yados. It doesn't have a handle, literally. Why? Because I'm not interested in those stems. I wish they weren't there. They're going to ruin my wine. if they were there. So that's why they're halachically insignificant and they're not considered part of the cluster of grapes. For Rav Menashe, Bar Gada Amar Rav Huna, separate statement, Hakotzer L'Schach Ein Lo Yados. That's why this is here. If somebody cuts off certain items that are growing for schach, and there are some berries or kernels on the schach that I'm not so interested in, so also Ein Lo Yados, that's not considered connected item. You're interested in the stalks. You're not interested, here's the opposite case of the previous line, but it's the same Yisod. You're not interested in the berries, and therefore, Ein Lo Yados is not considered separate. Two statements in the name of Rav Huna. Man da amar kotzer kol shekein botzer. According to the one who says the second statement, that for schach it's not considered connected, so surely in the first case, why? Delo nichale, because I'm not interested, I don't want, delo nimse lechamre. If these stems stay, they're going to ruin my wine, they're going to absorb some of the wine, I'm really not interested in them. So if I say the second statement, surely the first statement. Manda amar botzer she'en lo yados, but the opposite might not be true. If I say the first statement, okay, by the grapes, I'm not interested in the tumah, in the stems. Aval kotzer yesh lo yados, but in the schach case, maybe it's not so bad. Denicha le de lislach bahu, maybe I want the berries and the kernels to stay on. Kihechi de livderin, it weighs down the schach a little bit, so it doesn't blow away. So maybe I'm not so uninterested in the little kernels that are on it. So therefore, the first opinion might not hold to the second opinion. So, machlokas. Let's say that the second statement of Kotzer L'Schach is really a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Sochei te'enim uvehen te'enim. If I have branches of figs, and there are figs on them, parchilun uvehen anavin, I have clusters of grapes and the branches, and with grapes, kashin uvehen shibalin, machbedos uvehen tamarim. Right, they have the dates on them. All of these, basically you have fruit, and you have stems connected to them. Kulon, are you allowed to use all of those? Kulon, impsoles maruba al ha'ochlin, if you have more branches than the edible items on it, kshera, then you can use it for schach. Because we've had already bitter barov when it comes to schach, twice already, so here's another time. So if the psoles is maruba, you can use it. V'im la psula, but if there's more fruit, so then that's pasul. Acherim omrim, if you want to use bittel, it has to be ashiu kashin merubin ala yados v'ala ochlin. You have to have the unedible parts. You have to have the stems are rove not only of more than the fruit, but more than the stems of the fruit as well. So you see, this acher must hold that the stems have the status of the fruit. My la b'halka miflagis. Isn't this the goof of the machlokas? Damar savar, acherim hold yesh lehen yados, that the yad, the stems of the fruit, are considered like the fruit, and that's why you have to have bittel against both of them. Umar savar ein lehen yados, and the first opinion, the Tanna Kamma says, no, ein lehen yados, and therefore this shita of Rav Menashe Bar Gada is really a machlokas tanoim. So Mara says, no, maybe not. L'Rebbe Abba Vadai Tanohi. For Rebbe Abba, right, the first statement, Rebbe Abba Amar Rav Huna. It's for sure Machlokas Tanoim, right? He's the one that says, Botzer Lagat Ein Lo Yados. So he for sure has to hold like Acherim. He for sure has to hold like Acherim, because he only says, Botzer Lagat has no Yados, but Acherim has Yados, so he has to hold like Acherim. But L'Rebbe Menashe Bar Gada Milema Tanohi, but L'Rebbe Menashe might say, no, that case is different than my case. My case, everybody might agree to. If you cut kotzer l'schach, so ein lo yados, right? I'm not interested in the kernels. V'hacha ma'eskin. You know what the case that they're arguing about is? You first harvested them with plans of eating the fruit. So you are interested in the fruit. You want the wood. You want the fruit. V'nimlach alein l'sichach. And then you change your mind. So now the shaila is, once you change your mind, so now do you need something more in order to override? That's the shaila, but it could be that both of the opinions, Rav Menashe Bar Gada, can hold like both of them. Okay, we have to stop here because it's in the middle, it's going to continue. Again, important discussions of uksin that come up here. Are you allowed to use branches that have a couple of berries on it? It's fine, as long as it is in the minority. Okay, we'll stop here.